broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
As this was becoming a bullying thing, that should have come boom and taken care of.
The rest of my life.
All right, so it's hour five right now. I'm moving 0 miles.
But now they want us, want the government to show them our genitalia.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. That's a unique thing, I personally think. Truth is our bitch, and through the looking glass, we go every night to take you places other talk shows wish that they could, but they can't, baby. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The Pacific Northwest continues to be hit with a wicked snowstorm. Staying with us this hour to answer your questions and take your comments is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. And Mr. Wheeler has combined safe driving with a love of the environment. This salt in the Northwest that is used, for instance, in Seattle, has been marked or targeted by environmentalists as bad for the Puget Sound, the marine life in the Puget Sound, specifically salmon. And so, therefore, is a very destructive element to be using in getting rid of ice on these icy streets in the Northwest during the wintertime. And there are other cities across this country, just practically every American city uses, those that have snowstorms and have to deal with this problem, they use salt. So Dean has said that we have to become better drivers. And we're, you know, in a little bit of an interesting conversation with him about that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Wheeler is on the line with us from Northern California, and we continue with our discussion here. Dean, before we get to our phone, some more of our phone calls, you heard me lay out essentially what your argument is. And when you talk about ice, black ice, and the inability of Americans to drive on it, and you say it's because we aren't good drivers, you've just heard two truck drivers, innumerable people saying that not only is it unsafe to drive on, but the advice you're giving about take your hands off the wheel, downshift while your hands are off the wheel.
That's right.
And then pump the brakes once. And the car will glide into the right direction. You haven't told me anything about how it's going to slow down. And then jumping from the car.
Let me interrupt you, Phil, and I'm going to say something here that I don't mean to be sarcastic. I'm being very serious. I know you know that it snows in Europe, but I have to tell you, in speaking to some of your callers this past hour, I'm not so sure they know. For instance, that snow comes down in Europe. Why am I saying that?
Yeah, why are you saying that?
I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Because the Autobahn, which is the fastest freeway in the world, people travel on the Autobahn in speeds excess of 180 miles an hour. You know that there is snow in Europe. You know that there's black ice in Europe. And yet, the German Autobahn, people have been driving at breakneck speeds on for years and years and years. I just saw a program here where they showed the man driving on the Autobahn, and he was going so fast, they have high-speed rail. I think, Phil, what's going on here with a lot of your listeners, they don't want to admit that they don't have a full control or a real full mastery of driving an automobile. And I have to tell you, I think that that's what is at the very heart of this.
You're talking about the Autobahn in Germany, right?
Yes. That is a freeway upon which people can go as fast as they want. And it doesn't make any difference if there's black ice. It doesn't make any difference.
Well, no one's going to drive 180 miles an hour on black ice.
You don't know that. You haven't driven on the Autobahn. There's not an American driver that has experience enough to advise, let alone critique, a German driver. They drive on the Autobahn, and they know what they're doing. There are a number of things, Phil, when you are in the middle of for instance, hydroplaning on water. What do? Americans don't know. How do you get out of a situation like that? Americans don't know.
How do you get out of hydroplaning?
Well, when you're hydroplaning, the first thing you do is to make sure, do I have control of the car by way of the steering wheel? Do I have brakes? So when you begin to hydroplane, pump the brakes. They're not there, try the steering. If they're not there, you need to begin to move your body up and down, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to shift the weight or the center of gravity of the car. That's if you're alone. If you are with someone, you ask them to get into the back seat. So they will move their weight to the back seat. If you are with a child or an infant and you see a snowbank or anything that looks like it might be soft enough for you to be able to eject that.
You're not talking about throwing a baby or a child from the car, are you?
I'm certainly not suggesting you keep a baby or a child in an automobile that has a date with hell, a date with gnashing metal, screeching tires, and fire. No, I don't suggest you keep the child in that car.
So you're going to take a baby. Now, I want to be clear here. You're taking an infant. This is while I'm hydroplaning, okay?
Yes, I understand. And, Mr. Henry, your attempt at making these things dramatic.
Dean, I'm not trying to make it dramatic. If I am evidencing shock, I'm hydroplaning. The first thing I need to do is figure out whether I have brakes or steering.
That is correct.
All right. If I have neither, now you're saying I need to move my body. What do you mean?
Just pop up and down in your seat as if you're going up and down, because what you're trying to do is get that center of gravity. If that doesn't help, if the car is still veering this way and that, then if you have a passenger, have the passenger get in the back seat. If you have children, no shifting of the weight is going to help there. You have to eject them from the car onto a soft snowbank. Now, if there is no one in the car with you, then pop your body up and down. If the car is still out of control, then lay flat on the seat, on your stomach. Hold on to the door in front of you with your hands and hook your feet into the door behind you. Because what's going to happen is the car is now out of control and the car is going to begin to flip and tumble and I don't know what. You want to make sure the doors stay on. So that's why you're holding on to both doors, one with your feet, the other with your hands. So when the car begins to get airborne, the first thing it's going to want to do is lose its doors. Because of the air pressure. It is not a problem. Again, the auto. I'll just two words for you. Autobahn. If you think what I'm saying is crazy, Autobahn.
877-876-PHIL. I don't know about the Autobahn. I really don't. 877-876-PHIL. Where are we going, man? Gary in Yakima. Gary, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. Very good.
Yes, my name is George, not Gary. It's George.
Okay.
Anyway,
sorry.
My thing is this. If you're concerned about the environment, I think a human life is more important than salmon. If it's snowing on the ground or the roads, it puts salt down to protect the human being, not the salmon.
I understand that, but the human beings can protect themselves by learning how to drive better.
Well, I agree with you as far as learning how to drive better, but what I'm saying is, you need to learn how to drive better, and at the same time, the project perspective. And you're talking about hooking your leg and laying down. When you're in the hydroplane, you ain't got time to think and do all that stuff. That's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I beg your pardon. I don't know what you mean. I don't have time. You're hydroplaning, so you have to try everything.
Well, you've got people. You're saying
the
people.
And all that.
You're saying that throwing kids out of the car.
No, I'm saying if there's a soft snowbank. If there is an area where you can eject the infant onto a soft snow...
You're talking about throwing an infant out of a car and then laying flat, holding on to the doors?
Yes, when the car becomes airborne.
That's crazy.
Sir, you can laugh, but last year we had thousands of deaths on our highways. Okay? We had thousands of deaths on our highways. And we had billions of salmon die in Puget Sound. There was death everywhere. And we did nothing about it.
I'm talking about the human life.
Yes, well, the human life. And if you're laughing about me trying to hold...
Yeah?
Well, he's laughing about me trying to hold the doors on a car. What's funny about that?
Why would you need to hold the doors onto the car? You're telling me that the air pressure...
Oh, boy, you guys... I'm glad you're enjoying the fact that human beings are going to die by the bushel this Thanksgiving.
Mr. Phil Henry.
No, I don't. I don't enjoy that at all. Yes, sir.
I want to let you know that listening to you. I listen to you every day. Come home from work. I'm a retired Marine, coming from Cherry Point, and your thought show is very entertaining. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir. 877-876 Phil. Here is Audrey on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Audrey.
You know, you want people to jump out of vehicles. You want people to throw babies out. People that have 80,000 pounds underneath them as a truck driver and even in a car. And you want them not only to put themselves at risk, but millions of other people that are driving down that road.
If the car is out of control, what do you want me to do with an out of control car?
You use that thing that's called a brain that you say you're such a scientist. You're such a scientist. That means that you need to use your brain instead of something to hold your hand with. Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
You have no idea. You live in California. How many Californians have to drive on ice? Seriously.
Excuse me, we have mountains in California. Are you that much of a moron that you don't think we have snow in California? That's a better question.
You're an idiot.
What an idiot you are. You are so stupid. You are an idiot.
That's right.
No, you're an idiot. You're an idiot, and you know why you're an idiot?
Come on.
So you're an idiot. You don't know anything about snow.
You're still going to hold a door, throw an infant baby out, just because what? Because you feel like it?
Audrey wants to keep the baby in the car so the baby can incinerate in the car along with Audrey. That's what she wants to do.
You're an idiot. I may be an idiot, but
I don't want to murder children, and
you
I don't want to murder a baby.
You're
going to keep the baby in the car. You're keeping the baby in the car so that when the car is hit by a gasoline tanker, the car explodes, and you've got one barbecued kid, which I guess you think is funny. I don't. That's the difference between you and me.
I don't think a barbecue infant is funny. You're an idiot.
No, I have a college degree.
You don't need to drive. Trust me.
I have a college degree.
Find
I have
out,
a doctor.
You don't need to drive. I would have your license revoked because you are an
you
idiot.
You don't have enough power. You don't
you
have enough power.
You are an idiot.
You can't.
You are stupid.
You have no power over me.
You ain't got enough brains. You know what?
I got it.
You are pathetic.
I have a master's degree in global science. You want to put soap on the road. Did you hear what this idiot said? She wants to soap
you
the road. What does that mean? What an idiot. What an idiot.
Okay, I've heard that word enough here, all right?
Well, she's an idiot.
Well, we'll look at doctor, or not doctor, you're making it sound like you're a doctor.
I have a master's degree.
All right, you got a master's degree, and you're telling people you throw an infant out of a car.
No, Phil, we'll keep the infant in the car so that when the fireball hits the cockpit of the car, we all cook together. Jeez. That's what Audrey wants to do because she's into that kind of Fall Guy stuff.
All right. Now
that's what you want to do. You watch too much. You read too many comic books.
All right, Audrey. Thank you for your call. And Dean, hang on the line. Speaking of comic books, I mean, when you say that I'm going to lay flat on the seat, hold the door, hook the door behind the seat, so the first thing the car is going to want to do when it gets airborne is lose the doors. 877-876 Phil, world famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here on number 877-876-PHIL as we talk about the snow, the traffic that we're going to be encountering, the traffic conditions, and all of this with Mr. Dean Wheeler, who is, for the most part, a holistic healer, a man who's into homeopathic science. You're not really a traffic scientist. You're not a civil engineer, sir. You're not a, you are concerned with the environment, but you're telling people how to drive on black ice, and all of this is what?
All of this, Phil, springs from my concern from the environment. And what you are saying, and a lot of your listeners, is that if you have a love of the environment, if you have a love of life, if you appreciate this world and you want it to be a little bit of a better world, then you had best not come to the table to discuss anything other than that, because you have no right. Everything, the word holistic means whole. Everything is connected with everything else. Driving is connected to the environment, salt. Salt connected to the marine life. Marine life, obviously, salmon. And this is a food source. If we learned how to drive better, I put down, I'm always making notes on what to do. And I said that if you're hydroplaning, why not think of these things?
Well, when you say that the car is going to be airborne, based on what?
Excuse me, based on the fact that you're hydroplaning and the car is now, for all intents and purposes, beyond your control. You need to lay down, pull the car around you, make sure the doors don't come off. Because the first thing a car that is airborne wants to do is lose its doors. And then the tires. Because the car is coming apart in the air. You don't need that. You don't want that. That's not a good time for anyone that's in that car.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Steve in Providence listening to us on WSAR. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I'm a mechanic of 10 years, and I'd like to point out a few flaws,
sir,
with Mr. Dean's advice. The first thing that kind of caught my ear was that he's mentioning let go of the steering wheel. Under no circumstances does that seem like a good idea. And his whole theory of...
Well, if the car is not... If you're not able to control the car, what's the point?
Well, I'd have to ask you, what year vehicle do you drive?
Oh, I drive a Neon, a 99 Neon.
99 Neon. Well, most vehicles, I'd say 99% of them, after 1990, are equipped with anti-lock brakes. And what that does is that maintains steering of the vehicle when the wheels are sliding or losing traction.
There you go.
So while you're hydroplaning, the wheels are pulsating, the brakes are pulsating, applying the brakes and releasing them at so rapid rate that it allows you to maintain partial steering.
Yes, but the point being that if you don't have either, then what? See, that's what I was going for, the worst-case scenario.
If you don't have anything, leaving the vehicle is a horrible idea.
I didn't say leave your vehicle when you're hydroplaning. Leave your vehicle when you are in a 360 and you are about to be hit by a vehicle with flammable fluid.
Okay, well,
you're a mechanic.
What's Ford?
Can I ask you a question? You fix cars. What is that? You don't drive them. You fix them.
What's Ford to bring the vehicle into the air?
Well, you said you're a mechanic, so that means that you're a mechanic. It's not an airplane, sir. You're a mechanic. You sit and fix cars. You're not a... Are you a race driver?
I know the forces that act on cars, and there's no forces on the highway.
The forces that act on cars?
Or, a large hill that would cause the car to go airborne. It's not just going to raise up into the air.
What do you mean the forces that act on cars? This is not a metaphysical... spiritual?
You have gravity,
Gravity, yes, lift.
You
have water, you have a lot of different dynamic pressures that
absolutely. And if you've lost control of the car and you hit a hill, now you're airborne.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. You know, see, if I rely on you, Steve,
and I take your advice, and I wind up dead, and I wind up dead, and I wind up, yeah, if I take your advice and I wind up dead, I say to the devil, wherever I go, Steve said, and I get laughed at by the devil. The devil laughs at me. The demon laughs at me.
All right, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Yeah, you can.
When you throw a baby out of a car...
Are you telling me you have never seen people throw babies? I haven't seen them...
I haven't seen anybody throw a baby from a car. I haven't seen any news photographs of people throwing babies out of cars.
I have seen people throwing babies from the windows of burning buildings. There. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
All right. And why are they doing that? Because they don't want the child to die. They have ejected the child from what is a seemingly safe environment into the unknown. And what have they done? They have said that I would rather eject that child into the unknown than to keep that child in this building as it burns down around my ears. And I say the same thing about an automobile. If you have the least bit concern that you have no more control over that car and that you will not be regaining control over that car, I say, take those children that are within your reach and throw them out of the vehicle. Wait for a snowbank. Wait.
And if there's no snowbank?
If there's no snowbank, then why is your car out of control? I don't understand.
Well, you said hydroplaning.
Well, if you're hydroplaning, there's going to be a body of water. I don't understand what you mean by...
What do you mean throw the kid out of... You said hydroplaning, that's water. Where am I going to find a snowbank?
The car's hydroplaning because of melted water from snow, if that's the case.
And if it's just rain?
All right, Phil, I'll say to you what I said to the other lady. You'll fit yourself with a pair of wings and an innocent baby that hasn't even seen light. You'll fit that kid with wings, and the two of you can play harp. Is that what you want to do?
No, I'm not. I'm saying if... So do you eject the child?
Do I eject the child from what? From a car?
Yes.
If it's out of control?
Yes.
Is there snow around?
No.
Then no, I wouldn't do it.
Well, then you... Okay. You said there's got to be a body of water.
I don't remember what I said, and if I did, I'm trying to think of what the right thing is to do, Phil. You don't always do the right thing. Sometimes you do the wrong thing. And when you do the wrong thing, maybe you're going to die, but the kid lives. Was that the right thing?
877-876-PHIL. Here is Robert in Durham City, North Carolina. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
All right. I want to try to make this as polite as possible, but, sir, you are giving out some seriously bad information. When you hydroplane, there's nothing you can do. You've lost control.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. When you hydroplane.
So why would you try to do anything? When you hydroplane, you've lost control. Technological advances like deep roof wheels are trying to prevent hydroplaning. Okay.
Right.
Would you
even
get off by it?
All I said is hold the doors on after you go airborne. That's what I said. I don't know when you tuned in. And I said also throw the child out of the car because you don't want the kid in the car when the car explodes. Do you?
Okay, sir, I'm gonna try to be as respectful as possible when I say this.
Wait a minute. You just said to me when the car hydroplanes, it's out of control. And I agree.
Yes, it's out of control, but you do not throw a baby out. You do not grab the doors.
Why not?
Because by the time you start hydroplaning, it's too late.
Uh-huh.
There's no recovery from it.
I know, so I'm getting the kid out of the car. I don't know if this guy... Wow.
Well, the man is saying that by the time you're hydroplaning, the car's out of control. How are you going to throw a kid out of the car?
Well, by out of control, it means the car, I can't recover control. So I'm taking the kid, throwing it in the snow, and then I hold onto the doors to make sure they don't fly off.
Okay, you're completely missing the point. You're not doing a very good job of making the point. Your education from elementary school ain't helping you with this driving stuff, okay? Second point, when you are driving on black ice and you do lose control, guess what? You don't hit the brakes. You steer in the direction that you're skidding, and you try to regain control, okay?
And then try to leap out of the car.
No, you don't get out of the car. That's stupid.
I didn't say get out. I said leap. You're not going to be able to open the door and step out, but you may have a chance if you do a double roll and a leap.
No, no. The only way to correct, there's only two ways to correct skidding on black ice, okay?
Are you a driving instructor?
I know people how to do this, okay? There's only two ways.
Are you union?
Oh, God. Yes.
The second one is if you cannot get control of the car, you put it into a snowbank. That's the only two ways.
That's what I said. Right. And what you do with a baby is throw that same baby into that same snowbank so that when the car comes to rest against the snowbank, you've killed an infant. You know, I don't know where you got your education. First of all, when you are hydroplaning...
All right, look, the gentleman made his point. Now you're making yours. I thank you for your call, Robert. 877-876-PHIL. Graham in Los Angeles, listening on KTLK. Go ahead, sir.
I'm a union truck driver, 21 years, 22 years without a moving violation. Where is the highway patrol in all of this? If you have black ice on the road, it's illegal to drive on it in any state. The highway patrol won't allow you on the street. Second of all,
if nobody knew that it was there.
The highway patrol in any state will not allow you anywhere near a street that's got black ice on it. And if you throw a baby out of the car, that's attempted murder, okay?
Just because you're a union truck driver doesn't mean you know about the laws regarding murder because you drive a truck? Excuse me.
I'm trying to save the life. This guy's talking about throwing a baby out of the car to save its life. That's attempted murder.
No, it isn't. I'm trying to save the baby from exploding.
The baby will explode. Let me keep it short, okay?
Okay.
I know what I'm talking about. I made my living doing it for 21 years.
Throwing babies out of trucks.
Stay out of our state. We don't want you. Okay?
You don't know anything about babies from cars.
What you want to do is blow up babies.
And babies get thrown over in trucks.
I have seven children, eight grandchildren. I don't want you anywhere near them. You're crazy.
Well, you're not the governor. You're not the governor of California, so you don't get to. But I can tell you that infants get thrown from trucks when it's either that or they explode.
Who explodes?
The baby. Not the baby, but the baby. The truck, the baby explodes and the truck hits.
All right, I understand. 877-876-PHIL. Where are we going, man? Frank, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Caroline, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Caroline. Hi.
Listen, I've been driving along here for about the last 50 miles, traveling to visit family, and I can't believe this conversation. I have my daughter and my puppy in the backseat, and I love animals dearly, but, you know, I got to say, I'd rather kill a fish than throw my child or my puppy out of the car. How did this conversation get this crazy?
You know, I don't think anyone's listening, and perhaps I'm glad you're not listening carefully, Caroline, because you're driving. I'm talking about ejecting a child from a car when the car is out of control and is going to crash. Do you understand? I'm not saying throw the child for laughs out of the car as part of some competition. I'm saying if it's either the infant dying in a ball of fire from a gasoline tanker or pitching the kid, and the best way to do it is to hold that child in the air almost like a football. And
you know,
throw that kid like you're throwing a good hard pass to a tight end, right into the.
Honestly,
otherwise,
guess
what happens?
The
kid dies.
you've got one really good point. There are a lot of people that have no idea how to drive in ice and snow. But
exactly. Thank you.
But there are reasons that they treat the roads. They treat the roads to keep people safe. I feel terribly for the fish that die.
You know why the roads covered with salt? Because they don't know how to drive. And that's what I'm trying to teach you. So that you don't have to throw your kid out of a car. Because they can salt the road all they want. But when Caroline's car goes out of control, you're going to let that kid sit in the back seat playing when you could pick the kid up and throw it out of the car onto the street?
The idea of throwing a kid onto the street, I don't know, man. Thank you, Caroline, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to take a break. Dean Wheeler with us here as we talk about the idea of throwing a child out of a car. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, thanks to Dean Wheeler, you know, but there's only so much of his kooky ideas that I can take. That's an hour and 45 minutes of that guy talking about pitching babies out of trucks or out of cars or something.
Yeah, but he's pretty right. We got to do it.
Look at Manny, you think you're going to have time to think, oh, I'm hydroplaning, the car's out of control, I better find a snowbank.
You do have to keep a presence of mind, you know.
You ain't going to keep that much of a presence of mind. The car's hydroplaning, I'm out of control. Let's see, is there a snowbank? Where's the infant? Let me unbuckle the infant from the from the car seat. Let me take the kid, here comes a snowbank, and then throw the kid like you're throwing to a tight end, is what he...
Well, I'm just saying, you gotta pitch it. Pitch it in there. Like it's a hitch pattern.
Get out of here with a hitch pattern. Just drive carefully, folks. That's, you know, whatever. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to go 4 miles an hour. Like here in California, when it rains, everyone believes that it's essentially when it rains in California, people drive as if, as if there's a blizzard. And I think you can do a little bit better than that. But when it is raining and you can't see anything, you might want to put some headlights on. Just regular stuff. I don't know. People have got driver's licenses. Why? I don't have any idea. I know what I had to do to get a driver's license. I had to take a written test, a driver's test, and then I renew every so often. So I suppose after you take the initial driving test, you know.
Yeah, well, you ain't take no drive test, don't know what to do.
And what about old people, man? They make them take. Yeah, they do. They make old people take the test because there's a belief that your skills begin to degrade after a certain point in life, and you have to, you know.
Are you getting that? You're getting to that point, right?
No, man, I ain't getting to that point yet.
Why are you a senior?
What, do I look like my skills are degrading? I probably drive better than either one of you guys. In fact, I know I drive better than you, bud. You went through a tree head first.
Well.
Yeah. Everybody's talking about and watching Bristol Palin's run on Dancing with the Stars, which we'll tell you about here in our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. But her mother's foray into reality TV has tanked this week. That's right. Ratings for Sarah Palin's Alaska reportedly plummeted for the show's second episode. The show fell 40% on Sunday night to 3 million viewers, according to the Hollywood Reporter. The premiere drew 5 million viewers, setting a ratings record for a TLC show debut. Now, let's first of all take into consideration what 3 million viewers represents for the Learning Channel. It still may be a pretty good number. Only 885,000 of those viewers were in the coveted 18 to 49 age bracket, dropping 44% from last week. So they had over a million last week, 18-49. The report states that the show's median age is 57. Wow, 15 years older than TLC's average. TLC reportedly anticipated the drop, with executives realizing that some of the numbers from the show's premiere were driven by curiosity about the program. Competition from Sunday Night Football and the American Music Awards may also have had an effect on the numbers. That's another thing. These guys know. I mean, it's not exactly coming as a big, big-time shock that the curiosity factor for this show has worn off. So now you take it to the show and you go, all right, so what's good about it? What's bad about it? Get rid of the bad, keep the good. Although that's the big problem. When people try to agree on what's good about a show, you know, there ain't much agreement. Anyway, according to a network spokesperson, we are very happy with the ongoing strength of Sarah Palin's Alaska. It continues to drive big rating gains for TLC. Also noting that Conan experienced a similar drop after his debut. And not even Bristol Palin's much-talked-about appearance in the Dancing with the Stars finals could help the show that debuted after it, Skating with the Stars. The reality show, which pairs celebrities with pro figure skaters, that is desperate, held on to the dancing audience, couldn't hold on to the dancing audience, only received 11 million viewers from Dancing with the Stars, 23.3 million. Do you think maybe there's a little bit of overkill on just the whole Dancing with a Star thing, man? Do you think that, you know?
Yeah, but it ain't Dancing with a Star, skating. Yeah, it's not dancing, it's skating.
What difference does it make, man?
Well, I mean, one of the skating.
What difference does it make? Is it figure skating? Is that dancing kind of crap?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. When they're skating, it's like dance skating, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're doing all them figure skate stuff.
All right. So it's dancing. And instead of dancing, they're skating. So what's the... I mean, it's the same vibe, man. They got the judges, and they have the stars, and this and that.
Yeah, but the better part about it on the skating is that how many stars know how to skate? And another thing, it'll be bitching to see them falling down on the ice and everything, especially on their butt.
Well, okay, great, bud. You hang around for that.
What are you talking about, man?
You hang around for that. You want to see them fall on their ass on the ice. Is that it? Well, nobody else did. Now, the whole thing with the Sarah Palin, I told you, I can't watch that. I can't watch these shows that call themselves reality. And in point of fact, there's nothing reality about them. It's improv. It's just, these are amateurs on camera, and they're performing for the camera. So the Sarah Palin show is, I'm a mom, and here's my family. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's not all that compelling. What makes her family any more interesting than anybody else's? As a matter of fact, let me ask a question here, and I say this with all due respect. As a politician, she has a certain, there's an interest factor there. I get it. But just as the subject for a reality TV show, how my family spends its days, and are you trying to tell me that that's how they hang out?
That's a pretty bitchin' way.
I don't think they hang out that like that. I think that the TLC said, make it look like every weekend you guys are out snowmobiling and hiding from bears. And
maybe that's how they ought to start to live, you know.
If they lived like that, she wouldn't have time to be governor. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, you know, but there's a little bit of a, why do you want to be in politics, be president of the United States, Madam Governor, when you've already said you'd rather be out there feeding a grizzly bear, using your firstborn as the bait? I'm kidding.
Oh, man, you dare hear about that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So that was that. And next hour, we'll tell you what happened to, you know, Bristol on that Dancing with the Stars. Next story, slain publicist Ronnie Chasen feared she was being followed. Get a load of this. Murdered Hollywood publicist Ronnie Chasen reportedly thought she was being followed months before her death, and she may have been the victim of a premeditated professional hit. Chasen suspected this. The 64-year-old was gunned down November the 16th after leaving the after party for the premiere of the Cher and Christina Aguilera movie Burlesque. She was shot five times in the chest around 12:30 in the area of Sunset Boulevard and Whittier Drive.
That ain't Whittier Boulevard.
That ain't Whittier Boulevard, no. And what it is a little side street out on, it's off of Sunset. It's just ahead of the 405 freeway, so it's well past Sunset Strip, and you're on your way to the 405 freeway. Investigators are still looking for leads or motives in the killing. Detectives discovered pieces of shattered glass at an intersection close to where Chasen crashed her car into a light pole. Okay. Residents reported hearing immaculately timed gunshots at the time of the... What does that mean, immaculately timed? Gunshots at the time of the incident, as well as motorcycles traveling around the area the evening before Chasen was killed, possibly in an effort to scout the location. Huh? The mayor of Beverly Hills, Jimmy Delshad, says police have obtained footage from one or perhaps multiple security cameras located at the residence. The property is the home of... I ain't going to repeat the name of this poor woman. It's got nothing to do with anything.
Well, who is it?
I ain't saying.
No, come on, man. If she's famous, you got to say it. Because that's like the whole interest and everything.
What do I got to say the name of this lady for? I mean, I said it the other night.
Mr. Hall should weigh in on this.
If you called... Why do I got to? This is a woman who was married to a famous comedian. Is that enough?
No, man. You got to say the name because everybody's interested. That's what makes the story sexy.
An old-time comic? I mean, half the cats listen to this show, man, don't even remember who he is.
You got to do it.
Well, I ain't doing it until you get Hall to tell me to do it. How about that?
Okay, I'm going to call him up. Yeah, call him.
Oh, what a baby, man. You talk about snitch punk. God.
I ain't no snitch punk. You got to do it. You got to do it on account of it's more interesting.
Anyway, an estimated 1,000 people attended the funeral for Chasen on Sunday. I've got some audio here. This is KTLA News. They say former police officer turned private investigator John Nazarian believes this was a professional hit.
I wasn't peppered with bullets. As a matter of fact, if I had to look at it as a former cop, it almost looks like the crime scene was pretty neat and tidy. When someone thinks they're being followed, first thing you do is you call the police, make some kind of a report. If, in fact, she was being followed and did nothing about it, that could have been fatal.
Let me ask a question. How come if it's such a professional hit, it's done in the middle of a street?
That's a good point.
Why, if this is such a professional hit, you don't wait until there is perhaps, a more opportune moment, like maybe when she pulls into her driveway? I don't know. I don't know that that is such a professional job, right smack dab in the middle of Sunset Boulevard as she's making a turn, bam, 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 bam. All right, are dogs smarter than cats, or are cats smarter than dogs? Will the government use body scans for public transportation? We'll answer these questions coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.